It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
No, because you know your lesbian aunt all your life. You knew she was
just like the Brooklyn Nets.
I can't say
no.
You can't say
yes, no.
No?
Demarski's is okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So as a it's okay.
You're not a
no, Damaris.
Damaris.
She just said it's okay.
Stop. Oh,
just
all right.
We also had the show that loved being referred to as
no worry and ma.
About to catch another flight. Yeah. Apple bottom make him wanna bite. Yeah. I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up. If you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
So, question, guys.
Yeah. Question?
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
It's been something that's been on my mind, plaguing me for the last 10 minutes.
It's been plaguing you?
Yeah, for the last minutes. Just 10 minutes.
When was the last plague? Oh, COVID. Never mind.
It's ongoing.
That was the last plague.
I think I have COVID right now. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Look how he treats his COVID.
Yeah.
It's Kraft mac and cheese.
With his Taurus cup. Because
there was nothing else to eat. It's not even my Kraft mac and cheese. I was just fucking starving.
Are you a Taurus?
Are you a Taurus?
I am. I'm reliable, independent, and romantic.
You are,
he's
Rory.
Rur.
You are romantic.
Thanks.
Is your, speaking of romance, Rory, is your girlfriend or would your girlfriend, and I know the women are going to say, oh, you can't tell women what to do.
Yeah, we can.
Right.
Fuck that.
Since the beginning of time we have.
Would your girlfriend be allowed or would you be.
To breathe? No.
Would you be okay with.
No.
Your girlfriend dancing.
Answer's no.
With another guy.
What type of dance?
Any type of
interpretive dance.
Any type of
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, can you guys interpretive like dance?
Yeah.
Like ballet and shit.
Maybe like ballet.
I don't know if that's like her passion. Intimate.
But sometimes ballet is a little weird because, like, why are you putting your whole hand in her vagina to lift her up? Like, you could lift her up by her armpits.
So you wouldn't be okay with a
like
guy.
Like, had a whole hand in her ass.
Yeah, you wouldn't be okay with that.
Just because you're in tights and spinning doesn't make it
yeah,
art.
Just because it's a team like that called a timeout in the huddle behind you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can put your hand on my girl's ass.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, my girl can't dance unless it's like, I don't know. Middle school dance, like there has to be
space with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Line dancing, like maybe a little line dance.
Enough space for Jesus.
Yeah.
Soul Train.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Is your girl allowed to dance battle with another man?
Dance battle?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't cook my girl though, because then I'm gonna feel away. Like, what if my girl?
Yeah, like, what if
she gets served?
Yeah. Then if she's getting beat too bad and she looks at me, I gotta kind of like jump in.
Yeah. And I don't have very many moves.
Yeah. Like
you start swinging or you start dancing?
Oh no, you gotta.
I could put like my hand in her shirt and like get her heart pumping, maybe get it going. I don't know.
Yo, you dance battling with your girl, and then what if both of y'all lose? You know what that ride home is like?
Yeah,
it's a quiet Uber home.
Yo, that ride home, you definitely lost your girl that night.
100%.
Not only did you lose the battle, you lost the war. Your girlfriend, you are now single.
And imagine just like it being dead quiet in the car and she's like, too much crumping.
Yeah.
You crump too much.
Yeah. You're supposed to add a little more spin, a little more. You should have spun on your head. Have we ever seen a case where women get upset at like a guy, like their boyfriend dancing with a girl?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Literally walk outside right now. Like
that. Yeah, definitely.
Have we?
Amongst us? I don't think so, but in history, yes.
Asian Doll was going nuts.
Well, Asian Doll was dancing with, Fabio.
Fabio.
Right?
Big Five.
And
first of the year.
They're saying that they're friends or whatever. They know each other. They have a relationship. I don't know if it's romantic or not, but they know each other.
No, platonic.
Mm-hmm. So it was a clip of them dancing.
They're dance partners.
I guess people are upset that he was dancing with her.
I really haven't seen the full clip. I saw the response.
I don't know what goes on anymore. I don't pay attention to half of the shit that people are doing.
Oh, wait, they were turning up to the new Ice Spice? This is just, you know, artists.
Okay, but he grabs the back of her jeans like a harness.
All right, well, have you ever had a girl break you at a party? It's embarrassing. Sometimes you grab onto something.
This is in a kitchen.
If you can't find a wall, you have to grab her denim.
Yeah.
But he two-handed it. This is like Ed and at Saddle Ranch.
Why you gotta be me at saddle range?
So no, he has his shoes on.
So people are upset about this? People feel away about this?
No, no one did. Just his baby mother saw it and was like, yo, yeah. I'm tired of him fucking other bitches. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, he's at home. Right. Ha, ha, ha. He's home. That's all it was.
I like the guy in the back that's with the Casamigos bottle.
Yeah. that's like a wingman.
That's good support.
Good support. You got to have a wingman.
Oh, definitely supported a friend.
Wanted to see if Fabio was a little thirsty, needed a timeout, needed something to drink.
Yeah. Can you do that with friends?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that with friends.
I mean, if you're in a relationship.
You do this with friends.
If you're in a relationship, you probably shouldn't.
I mean, if you're in a relationship, no, you shouldn't be pulling a woman's jeans and, you know, making her throw it back on you. Like, no, you shouldn't be doing that if you have a girlfriend. But as friends, yeah, I'll dance with a girl like that.
When was your first too close next moment?
What?
High school party? When was the first time you got...
Probably before high school.
Yeah, I was going to say. Junior high dance, I might have got chub on the dance floor.
Yeah. Definitely before high school.
Oh, no, I was full chub.
I think it was a house party. I think it was a house party, or one of my friends had a house party. We were, like, in his house, and, you know, his parents were there, but they weren't there. They were in the house,
one of those.
They weren't standing right there.
The cool parents.
Yeah, cool parents.
Was playing.
They probably was in the backyard smoking weed or something. Kids in the house dancing, and, you know, we just grinding on each other on the wall.
Yeah.
You know how it was.
Just exploring.
That's it. Getting to know ourselves. Making sure everything
getting
works.
Know our bodies.
Yeah, make sure everything works. That's all. Had to make sure that the engine was running.
All right. Then when was, so junior high, when was the first time, you know, you may have reached down to the front, got your fingers a little wet on the dance floor?
A little reach around?
Yeah, just
a scoop.
Just a little rest.
On the dance floor?
On the dance floor.
That was definitely
or wherever school. Dancing
like
was happening.
Of pool water.
Yeah, that was probably ninth grade. Definitely ninth grade year. Reach around or retch.
Yes, retch. A little retch around.
Yeah, the retch around. Mm-hmm. And you know, just give a little oil check.
Yeah,
check under the hood.
See what's
oh
going
my
on.
God,
you sniff it.
Oh, of course,
I mean, you have to
sniff it.
That was like sex.
Taste if you not if only want to get if you really want to get down to it.
Pungent.
Not only do you smell it, you got to let the homie smell it. That was kind of like confirmation.
I'm gonna see how nasty you are.
I just finger banged it. No, you didn't.
Did you ever pass some DNA? Did you ever double dip?
Pass some DNA?
Like her and then another girl?
Yeah.
I never did
Come on, Forensic Files.
I never did that.
Didn't even wash your hands in between, did you?
Oh, God.
You nasty fuck.
CSI Rory.
That I never did, because if you were finger banging a girl in like high school, ninth grade, that was kind of like, y'all go together at that point.
No, but if it was in the middle of a dance and then say she went to the bathroom and you started dancing with another girl, you're not going to be like, hold up, I got to wash my hands.
I mean, if you pissed.
No, if she left,
yeah.
There's another girl that came and started grinding on you.
I never did that. I never double dipped.
I double dipped.
Never did that.
Double dip, yeah.
Yeah.
So some little young, unsuspecting girl had a fucking yeast infection.
Her first one.
Her first one because of this nasty fuck.
I taught her pH balance.
Yeah.
Well, you do have two hands. You can switch hands.
Well, that's true. If you're ambidextrous or ambisextrous.
Fluid. Talk about multitasking.
He's ambisextrous.
Though. Being able to continue to grind with a girl while fingering on rhythm, it's tough.
It is.
That is tough. Wow.
And not only that, you couldn't.
You finger on the one and the three?
Yeah. Yeah. Hips on the two and the four.
Not only that, you couldn't you couldn't let nobody really see you doing it.
There was an art to it.
Yeah,
it was
like you kind of had to do it on a sneak where it was like nobody really know what I'm doing. Mm. My favorite thing was I was a titty guy. I was a titty kid. That's hard though.
And
so like when they we would dance, and she bent over, like I would act like my hands is on like her waist while she's bent over, and I'm like
you would do like you snuck like your index finger under the boob,
of course,
thing like
under the boob,
the tight hug.
Put my whole hand under that bra.
Yeah, his whole mouth in that.
I hated those wire bras. The wire on the bottom of the cup.
How dare they?
Yeah, cutting my knuckles a few times.
How dare they support their back as a developing body?
Yeah, right. Hated that.
Cutting your knuckle on a bra is crazy.
Welcome to a new episode of the New Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we are back with another misogynistic episode.
Did you ever watch like the school chaperones at the dance, whether it be teachers or whatever?
Because they were nasty too.
Yeah, but if you saw the older ones, it was a drastically different experience. From their school dances to ours.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like it was 13-year-olds like bending each other over.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah.
I had one of my counselors from high school. He turned out to be a pedophile.
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was counseling children.
Counselors. We don't talk about school counselors enough.
he was doing his dream job. Yeah, he was following his passion.
How'd you get this job, sir?
Because he's really good with children.
He was a pedophile. We always knew he was a little pedo.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He took a lot of interest in his work. Of course he was a good counselor.
We never really think about it. Like, when we're in school, like, our parents just put so much faith in these adults.
Yeah. It's nuts.
That they don't know that they just, you know, they see every, like, other month when they come in for, like, parent-teacher night.
How's he doing?
I love, he's a great guy. That guy is a pedophile, mom. Yep. That guy that you thought was a great guy? No, seriously, the pedophile from my high school, like, my mom used to, like, make him sweet potato pies, like, every other month.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he loved my mom's sweet potato pies. Like, he's like, yo, your mom got to make me some. I'm like, all right,
cool. He also liked your sweet potato pie.
You got me twisted. Never in my life. Nobody's ever touched me as a kid. Oh,
crazy. And talk about such a toxic relationship. You had such a good relationship with your mother, so that must have been tough for y'all to, you know, break. Never mind.
You got me twisted.
Cool. I was molested. It's fine. I can make these jokes.
Well, I'm sorry.
I can't cancel me. I've been molested. Ha ha.
Well, I'm sorry that you were molested. But I thankfully was never molested. And
you weren't one of the chosen ones.
No, I wasn't one of the chosen ones. He wasn't attracted to
me. I'm sorry you developed late.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Some of us were right for the taking from the beginning.
You know what it is? Like, you weren't in high school when you were molested. You were younger.
I was before.
But I was in high school. And I think that those adults.
You were like the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. I was, you know, ahead of my time.
Yeah, you were Nick.
I was an old soul.
Yeah. You were beyond your years.
You were seasoned.
That kid's going places.
We shouldn't be laughing at this, but
no, I already went to therapy.
Yeah,
for
we gotta
fine.
Laugh at the
I've
pain.
Unpacked it.
Laugh
it's all right.
Pain. But
after
I
got packed out.
I think that these counselors in schools, they know like the ones that ain't going for it.
Mm.
Like in high school, it's different. Like when you're a kid, it's unfortunate that adults can easily manipulate kids. And
oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
High schoolers, 14, 15, 16, 17 year olds. You got a little, if they come from a certain type of family background, you're not getting away with
it. Would
that.
You have fucked one of your teachers?
Like, one of my,
if
like,
she was like bad, not obviously like a dude, pedophile guy, but I'm saying like different circumstances. There was one teacher in my school I definitely would have.
I was
two or three.
There weren't too many of my teachers that I didn't have many like, I hate some of my teachers, I hope they don't see this, but I wasn't attracted to many of my
you
teachers.
You hope they don't see this.
But it was like the ones that were like, yeah, like
like 90.
You think, one, you think they tune in. Yeah. Two, you think that's gonna just bring back PTSD. Yeah. Like, oh, Maul wouldn't fuck me.
Excuse me, Lord. I have an 80-year-old crush in Boston that's waiting to make me chicken.
You're right.
Listen,
I forgot. Sorry. Yeah, I stand corrected.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm hitting a whole different demographic here for
Shut
us,
up,
buddy.
That's true.
The 80-year-olds, I got them a lot, but I was never.
Do we need a senior citizen discount for our next door?
Oh, we should.
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely should.
We should do a 65 and up.
We should.
Discounted ticket.
Absolutely. But
bring your mom some walk and fuck them.
There were like some substitute teachers that would like just sub for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
was the best.
Some of them were bad.
And it was like, oh, she's pretty.
No real teaching degree.
Yeah, at all. She only saw her three times in the year.
Yeah.
You didn't even really know her.
No, what we used to have in my high school was like every now and then there'd be a teacher's assistant that was like in her last year in college.
Oh, yeah.
And she would come for like, two
she
weeks
would.
And
yes,
she always and you know we were 18 and she was she was like 21
21 22
so that was the amount of sexual harassment and they used to be into it though.
Of course.
I know that sounds fucked up. They used to find it funny because they were not
far in age from us. They were like, only a few years removed. Like they definitely looked at us and was like, oh, he's cute, he's attractive.
And just like, he's an idiot.
I could take him in the locker room and
when
mess
I did
whole
take
world
him
up.
In the locker room,
mess his whole world up.
When I did Teach for America, they made me retake the SAT because they just wanted to see how sharp you are because I was so far removed
and not sharp.
Dull
as a butter knife.
Real dull.
Dull as a butter knife.
Those drugs fried my brain. So I had to take SAT. It was easy cakewalk. I went in extremely hungover, but the woman administering the test was really attractive. She was probably like 5-6 years older than I was.
Yeah.
And I was in a room full of high school students. It was their, like, you know, the most stressful moment of their life. And I'm in there with sunglasses and a hoodie on. Like,
yeah.
I drove there. I'm like, fuck it, let's do this.
Yeah.
Crushed it, like, walked out pretty quickly. And then we started flirting, like, when I gave her the test. And then we ended up, like, going out after that. Like, because I told her about my situation. I was like, I'm finished college. I'm moving to Chicago. I can totally put
my penis in you.
Like, legally.
And I won't call the police.
I'm going to teach you from
Did you crush her?
Indeed.
Did you teach her?
Yeah, still keep in touch?
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Did you fuck her over the Scantrons? Did you fill her bubble?
fill her bubble.
You missed this question.
You have to
right
fill
here.
It in completely.
Did she touch your number two pencil?
My Ticonderoga.
She sharpened your lead.
Oh God,
Julian is definitely getting called to the podium at some point.
I'm gonna say I've never met him before.
Like, I don't know that man. They got so much footage of us together. I'm like, I still don't know him. I didn't know him then.
Listen, we've been in my house and my house only.
So yeah, no, I wouldn't let my girl. I wouldn't be happy with my girlfriend dancing, grinding on another man. I could see how, you know, that would cause a problem, and my girlfriend, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't happen as much. I feel like this is something you really don't have to worry about like you used to.
What if she...
People don't, like, that's rare that people even do that.
What if she's single?
I just love how far it says, parties. A nigga can't dance with his friend. This world is demonic.
Yeah, it's everyone else's fault.
But that was not dancing. Right. You were grabbing her behind. Get real goofy ass mouth. Who is that? Is that his girlfriend?
It's just probably.
Oh, that's some random woman that just is that upset about the way he was dancing with her?
Yeah, someone, you know, people have to be upset about it.
Someone bought Twitter blue.
Want to be mad, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can understand why his girlfriend or baby mother would be upset about that.
This is a good, stay on topic, but a good transition of our favorite responses ever. Because I think we've gotten two that make the top five within one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still think number one was, all right. Can I bring up my number one favorite one?
Absolutely.
Of all time?
Please.
It's kind of fucked up because it was an awful situation.
Oh.
When the video surfaced of Lil Reese assaulting that woman, which was awful, but his response to it on Twitter was, yo, that was mad long ago. Y'all hating.
That's a crazy.
Mind you, Lil Reese was 17 when he tweeted that. The video was when he was like 15.
That was mad long ago.
His defense, that was a long time.
Y'all hating. That was my number one favorite one. Y'all, my second one was when Offset had gotten
my favorite.
Caught clearly cheating mad times.
These are my favorite.
And he just tweeted, y'all won.
That's real though. Sometimes you gotta just be like, all right, man. Y'all got it, man. Y'all won.
You got my iCloud. You got it all.
Y'all got it. Y'all won. I'm not even, I can't fight that. I can't, like, that's honorable. That's honorable. Sometimes you just gotta be like, you know what?
Who won though?
Yeah. No, y'all. We won.
The internet won. You know?
Yeah. The fan.
I didn't feel like I won though.
I definitely wasn't trying to defeat anyone in that situation. So no, Offset, I didn't win anything. But I do understand the sentiment of y'all won. Like, sometimes you just gotta throw in the towel.
Oh no, I could feel the tone he was using.
Yeah, it's just like, man, y'all got it, man. Y'all got it. I'm not fighting this. I'm not arguing this. Like,
I took it as far as I could take
it. Yeah, like your day just goes by so much more peacefully and, you know, just more productive when you just say, y'all won. Y'all got it.
Now, I think Fabio's definitely is up there as far as saying you can't dance with your friend. This world is demonic.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that Fabio has rapped about in his entire life. He's called himself a demon multiple times.
On demon time. Yeah.
Now the world is demonic because we can't dance with our friends.
Yeah. I get it. It's on brand with what he does.
They have boosted the crime rate in New York City.
Yeah.
Like, you would not believe.
No. But this is way more demonic. Like, when you can't dance with your friends, where have we gotten as a people?
The comfort of your own home.
Exactly. Right. Like, come on.
On the internet posted.
While your friend records and puts it out to the world.
And you're grabbing her jeans.
Now, we have seen Drake be accused of some crazy things on the internet.
The wildest of things.
We've seen fake screenshot text messages. We've seen a lot of stuff. Drake has been accused of some nutty things.
Well, naturally, when you're one of the biggest artists in the world, that happens.
It's going to happen.
Question, the hot sauce and condom thing was real, though, right?
The what?
The hot sauce and the condom?
No, I don't think that was real.
Oh, shit.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't remember, but I don't think that was
real. Especially
was
because we know he rolls just down. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't wear a condom.
There was a woman that said Drake threw the condom out, which is crazy. He would definitely flush it. She said he threw the condom out. She went into the bathroom to get it and tried to impregnate herself, but there was hot sauce in the condom when she did it.
Hilarious story.
Burned her.
So was it hot sauce or was Drake burning?
No, he came in it, but then put hot sauce in it so it would kill the sperm instead of just flushing it, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous.
Well, if you've listened to his music, he is pretty petty. I could definitely see him like about to flush the condom, like, let me teach her a lesson.
Ew.
Gets Tabasco sauce.
But if you hit Hillary Clinton for the hot sauce.
If you just flush the condom, you wouldn't have to do any of that.
What kind of hot sauce do you think it was?
He's spiteful.
So let me put it in the garbage and see if she's going to take it out and try to...
Let me test her.
Yeah. And if I hear her howling like a wolf in 10 minutes, then I know came in here and tried to...
He went through Shorty's purse on one of the hardest Just Blaze beats I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put the hot sauce and the condom thing past him. But I don't believe that. He never addressed it.
Lord
then
knows.
Which we talked about. I don't know how the order episodes.
I love the fact that Drake just responds to a lot of this petty shit.
Of course.
He's like, I love in that. Such an eloquent way.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because it's like, he doesn't have to. We could just like sit here as peasants and just ponder about his sex life and be like, hey, did ponder. He really do that?
Yeah.
And then he gives us
I
a little.
I don't ever want to ponder about his sex life.
I mean, I don't either. But when a woman puts out a video like we saw, and we kind of knew that that video was cat. We kind of knew that was bullshit. But well, for I love
that,
the fact.
That don't know or listen to our last episode.
Oh, they know.
A woman said that she was flown out by Drake. He was rubbing her belly.
Flewed
and
out.
Saying, would you like kids? And then they had unprotected sex. Then she tried to take her phone out. He smacked the phone out of her hand and said, leave. Pretty typical story in the world of Drake.
Yeah.
I didn't think Drake would reply to this, but where does this rank on responses?
This is top five already, and it's only been 2 days.
Can you read his response?
Yeah, read it.
His response was, never met, never spoke, never flew.
Period, though.
Period.
After each one. I hope people start doing more with the one life we are given. Shit is sad out here. That sounds like the title for his next album.
Shit is sad out here?
Shit is sad out here.
that's not a bad title.
That's a great name.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with, I hope people start doing more with the one life we are given. Shit is so sad out here.
No, the last shit is sad out here, that's an album.
Come on, you know Twitter would put it IHPSDMWT.
Oh, they would turn that into an acronym. For sure.
OLWA.
I can see the merch. I can see the merch. The hoodies are ready.
GSISOH is a classic.
And then not only that, the crazy part is people would know exactly what those letters stand for.
I know.
They're like, oh, I hope people start doing more with the one life we are given. Shit is sad out here. Yeah. I love this response.
I like
though.
The font he chose.
Yeah, this is the type of font you use when you're just like, it's like Offset. It's like y'all won.
I just love when people try to get fake deep on immature shit.
Yeah.
Because I know Drake didn't write this seriously.
No. Like, absolutely. Not even.
Probably the first part, he was like, yo, I never met that girl. We've never spoke.
And there was so many context clues in that girl's video. Like, number one, I don't think Drake is entertaining a girl with edges and baby hairs like that, number one. Number two, there was so many Bath and Body Works body sprays lined up on the wall behind her. And it was kind of like,
Wait. Why does that?
I just don't think Drake, at the way he's at in his career, is entertaining the woman that still uses Bath and Body Works body spray.
You're kidding.
I fully believe
I think
he's entertaining
he
women like
will.
This.
Like, look how those, look how those, are,
not...
look how those are lined up back there, Rory.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really nice.
That's like a Monday, like retail, Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday.
She looks like she does unboxing videos with 100 views.
I thought those were Ciroc bottles.
Her lashes got the extendo clip.
OD.
Yeah, she definitely looks like the girl that says, everyone keeps asking me to do my skincare routine, and it was only one person that DM'd her.
Her master. Yeah.
That's
like
what she looks like
floor.
To me.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, but shout out to this girl. This is like a cool way, well, not a cool way, but she definitely
moment.
Is, she got what she wanted off of this. She got clout, she got attention. Drake responded to her video, you know.
But,
I mean,
then,
sometimes,
but then what?
I mean, you know, she might get a couple guests. Features on a podcast. Somebody might
what
fly
podcast?
Her into. I'm not going to name. Not this one.
And then what?
I mean,
I guess my question with all this is.
And then she'll
and
get
then,
pregnant
and
by.
Then what?
And then she'll get pregnant by a rookie NBA player.
All Star Weekend.
Yeah,
there you go.
She'll get flown out to All Star Weekend. She'll put out
it's
a
good timing.
She'll put
Almost
out a single.
Weekend.
She'll put out. You know, a single's coming.
Yeah.
She's going to put out a song. Mm.
She looks like Moisture Doll. Would
yeah,
be like her name.
Moisture
baby,
Doll.
Baby Hair Doll. Yeah, Baby Hair Doll.
Yeah.
Her new name is Baby Hair Doll or Lash Doll. And then and then somebody's gonna fly her out to All Star Weekend. A rookie is gonna get her pregnant.
Hair
Isn't
gel
it in
doll.
Utah this year, All Star Weekend?
No, it's in I think it's in Indiana.
Mormon's
Indianapolis.
Going crazy.
I want to say Indianapolis.
It
might be Indianapolis
no, it's in
or Utah.
It's in Utah.
All Star Weekend. We might have to go.
In Utah.
In Utah?
That'd be the only
I just want to go.
I would only go if it was in Utah.
No, I wanna go. No, actually, no. We just
that'd be the
no,
only
listen,
reason
we
I
just
would
solidified
go.
It. We're going. You know why I wanna go?
Why?
Let's set up the pod somewhere like in a central area in Utah and just watch all the girls that are
like
in
you
Utah.
Don't live here.
Like, why are you here?
Can we just interview
I
want to
point though, why are you here?
Yeah. No, we should do what's the thing on the street? Billy on the street,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Love Billy Eichner.
Let's not do it. But let's just literally run around with microphones and ask women, "What are you doing?
What is there Four Seasons in Utah? I gotta guess that's where all the girls would be staying at the Four Seasons in
sure.
Utah or Ritz.
And then we gotta do the post interview at the airport.
They probably staying in the Marriott.
Oh yeah,
I think you're putting a little too much sauce.
Like four
in some
girls,
of these
one
girls.
Room.
This has to be a four
seasons. There's a couple in Salt Lake.
You gotta understand.
Oh God, that's where
Utah
we're going.
Utah is a rich city on the low. Like, there's some spots.
Fam, I mean, they have like 12 kids. They gotta have a lot of money to support that family.
The Mormons are gonna go.
Listen,
they're like the Nick Cannon of
We
Utah.
Are setting up shop at the Four Seasons in Salt Lake City.
What's the dates for this?
I believe Valentine's Day weekend.
It usually is Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, love has to be found at All
Star Weekend. The weekend of the 19th.
You know that.
Is it
also Sunday, February 19th? Okay, so that's a few days after All Star Weekend.
Saturday would be all the skills challenge.
All right, so we're gonna set up a mic and a camera in front of the Ritz out of Order Four Seasons and just interview women and ask them what brings you to Salt Lake, the great Salt Lake City, for All Star Weekend.
I mean, you know, the scenery. It's just like, I just want to do something like different. Like, everyone just goes to like Miami. Yeah. I felt like I need to just go to like Utah.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even realize that it was All Star Weekend.
Yeah, we have.
Like, I had no idea. Like, me and my friends were joking. Like, oh my God, we didn't even know.
This is interesting because it's the first time in 30 years that the All Star Game was in Utah. So this is a 30-year anniversary. So we have to go cover
Utah.
No,
in 1990, have I ever been to Utah?
Yeah.
No. Oh, on a layover. It wasn't like I didn't get out and like,
you were in, like, in
see
Utah.
The city.
Didn't you go to Sunday service or some shit in Utah?
No,
Sunday service was.
Oh
in
no,
Utah?
They were in Wyoming. You went for the yay. You went to the yay release bonfire.
You had the rain stick.
You were at the bonfire.
The rain stick.
I've never gone.
You went to the bonfire.
You thought I went to Sunday service in Salt Lake City?
Yeah,
that would be lit though.
No, it would not.
Did you go to Wyoming?
It would not be lit. Lit. Lit is not the word. Find a new word.
Interesting.
No. Okay. All right. Interesting. I'll give you that. It would be interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to the Wyoming bonfire or some shit?
No, Rory. I went to one Sunday service, and you have footage of that. That's it.
You went to Queensbridge with Kim, though.
No, I did not, man. What's wrong with you? I have never done any of that shit.
You definitely took Kim down Vernon.
I took Kim Kardashian down Vernon.
Yes.
No, I've never done that.
That's going to kill her.
I've never done that. I never would do that. But it's interesting that... Salt Lake City is the destination after 30 years of not being there.
Yeah.
And we will be there. We're going to go. We're going to check
it
out.
That's going to be funny.
Yeah, we got to check it out. We got to see what's going on. And just interview some patrons and some fans patrons of the game. Call them fans of the game.
Yeah.
Fans.
Listen.
We got to do the interviews in the airport. We're all waiting to go back home.
No, hotel lobby is where all that has to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got to. And it has to be like at those hours of like, we have to get down there early, like 6:30 a.m.
Like early check-in times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And just see like who's scrambling to get out of the hotel and get to the like.
Oh, you're saying like as the weekend progresses?
Yeah, yeah,
progresses.
Oh, after they finish getting their gut smashed. Like, hey, how are you?
No, we have to, all right.
Catch hold on,
let's,
the brunch,
let's plan this
the
out.
Free buffet.
You look like you were wrestling with a small forward.
We'll have to plan this out though because, you know, on tour we did get tired quickly. Let's do watches. Like you take the first watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take 6 to 9.
Yeah.
I'll take the 9 to 11, which is like, I kind of liked her.
Or you know what we can do and make it real interesting? We could hire an additional camera guy. You can be on one side of the hotel.
Ah,
I like
I'll
be
that
on the other because you know they're going to try to sneak out the other exit. Like they don't want to be seen by the pops.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
By the paps.
The paps.
Yeah. So what we can do is I'll set up on one side. You set up on the other. And then we'll see. Like we'll just talk to him. Like, hey, how are you? How are you feeling? Look a little, you know, tired. Look a little flushed in the face. How you doing?
Yeah.
And that's just see what's going on. Yeah,
like, that's not your chain.
It's weird.
That's not your hoodie. That's that hoodie is way too big.
We have footage of you coming in club clothes. And leaving in practice shoes.
Now you're leaving.
It's cold out there. We'll get you a car.
You're leaving in a Celtics hoodie. I don't understand. Are you from Boston? Like
we're in Utah.
Just want to ask a few questions. That's all. Like, and that's the practice hoodie. That's not even the one you can buy online. Like,
they don't sell that.
They don't sell that hoodie right there. That's like a team fucking hoodie there. But I think we should do it. I think we just could have fun. I think we could just have fun with that.
No, that would be a good time. And I've never been to Utah.
Never been to Utah. Cool. So yeah, we could experience Utah, but experience it in an all-star type of way and have some fun out there.
For sure. Which one of you agencies booked this Bill Cosby tour? Who was it?
Well, you know it was Jay-Z and Roc Nation.
Yeah, they're in on it all the time.
Don't put that on Live Nation. You think Live Nation?
Yo, you know Jay and Roc Nation put this together, man. You know they did
this. It's all part of the agenda.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
He even said Bill Cosby on 444. You didn't even do the science.
They traded. They made a trade. They traded Tory for Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's how this happened. You know what's going on.
Who was on the appeal jury for Cosby?
I'm not sure.
Let's look into it.
Yeah, we got to look into
maybe
it.
They were employees of Roc Nation.
Roc Nation. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure if we really dig into it, we can find somebody. I think Shari might have been.
She's doing her civic duty on all these.
Where is Shari? I haven't spoken to Shari in so long. I gotta figure out what's going on with Shari and see what she's doing.
Oh, they're doing that Roc Nation school to pull the wool over our eyes.
Yeah, we know what's going on back there.
They're training New Jersey.
Bill Cosby is eyeing a return to touring in 2023, the controversial comedian said as much during a surprise December 28th radio interview on WGH Talk with host Scott Spears. Cosby answered yes when asked if 2023 is the year he finally might be able to tour again. Cosby, who is now 85, was convicted in Pennsylvania, Rory, in April 2018 of a criminal sex assault charge. He was released in 2021 following nearly 3 years in prison after the conviction was overturned by the state Supreme Court. When I come out of this, I feel that I will be able to perform and be the Bill Cosby that my audience knows me to be.
Wait, all right, hold on. So Bill Cosby did a whole radio interview with this guy, Scott Spears, and the only thing that is being pulled from this from Variety is
the tour. Yes.
Answering yes to a tour.
Yes. Yes.
Where is this interview and what questions were asked?
I don't. That's a great question. I didn't hear it.
What did
I didn't
Scott
even know about
ask
this.
Bill Cosby when he was finally ready to do an interview?
Well, he's responding to Spears' question about whether 2023 might be a touring year. Cosby responded, yes, because there's so much fun to be had in this storytelling that I do. Years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I found it was better to say it after I write it. Now, I will be honest with all of you gentlemen in here. As soon as these tickets go on sale, I'm buying one.
You're going to the Bill Cosby tour?
Absolutely.
Do you think you remember the tour?
Do I think that I would remember it or he would remember
He's
it?
He's suggesting that you would be roofied at the tour or not.
No, I won't. Yeah. I won't be roofied.
It's a cocktail
I
hour.
Will be sober. I just have to see what Bill Cosby is going to say.
Why?
And write as part of his stand-up comedy bit after all that he's been
through. His prison bits are probably great.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, this is Bill Cosby at the end of the day. And everything was overturned, which means we can't say that he was guilty of anything.
We can say that, though.
Can we?
Yes, we can.
If the state Supreme Court overturns something?
They're not my deciding factor of what I think.
Like, he thinks...
Sometimes they are. But oh, okay. Sometimes we agree.
So you think Bill Cosby raped women?
100%.
And drugged them, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
I don't know if all 1,000 accusations are true, mm-hmm. but yes, I definitely believe Bill Cosby drugged women and raped them.
And he also tried to buy NBC.
Sure.
Would you see him on this tour?
No. Not out of like this crazy moral standing. I was never the biggest Cosby stand-up fan.
He's more of a Seinfeld guy.
That's racist.
Exactly.
No. Here's the thing. Seinfeld is a Cosby guy. I don't really like that type of stand-up, like that really clean cut. Like, of course Cosby is a comedic genius. I love the Cosby show. And there's bits that I like of Cosby's, but he's too much. He has like a waspy type of fucking stand-up, even though he's not waspy at all.
Wait, you're
going
to say about him and then
yes.
Seinfeld?
I said Seinfeld and Cosby are similar. I'm not a Seinfeld stand-up fan.
You like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld stand-up is not that funny to me.
It's not funny.
I'm with you on that. I mean, this is
I think Cosby is funnier than Seinfeld stand-up-wise, but I don't think Cosby's the greatest stand-up. I get he paved the way for everyone. But.
Yeah, he's a pioneer and he's a legend. But I don't. It's not my. I just would have to see what Bill Cosby, after all he's been through and all he's been accused of, and now having everything overturned, I would just have to see how he turns this into content and comedy.
I'm not saying that if it airs that I wouldn't take a peek. Yeah. But I'm just not
take a peek.
I'm not buying tickets to the Cosby Show.
I'm definitely buying tickets
because I probably wouldn't have to begin with anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be like a check. Like, let's take the case out. Let's say that never happened. I guess that would be a checklist. Like, I got to see Bill Cosby do stand-up.
Yeah, this is Bill Cosby.
But I wouldn't run... I don't know. Cosby's too highbrow. Even he looks down on all the other comedians that actually do funny shit.
Does he?
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show. That was
love my, the Cosby Show.
Yeah, so it's like now Bill Cosby's on tour. And again, everything that... he has gone through and been through in the last few years. I would just have to witness how he turns this into content and how he turns this around and say, listen, like, this was all this, that, it wasn't true, whatever. Whatever it is, I would just have to see him put that into some type of art and put it on display. I would have to see what he does with that.
Does Hannibal open?
Yo.
Full circle moment.
Did they bury the hatchet?
It's called like the pharmaceutical tour.
Did they bury
tour.
The roofie?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Bury the roofie.
I don't think you're going to do that.
And first of all, I think Hannibal's doing more tickets than, well, probably not.
What? Nah, I don't know.
All right, Rory, I get it. You don't like Bill Cosby's comedy. You don't tell me that Hannibal is selling more tickets than Bill Cosby.
I really don't think the world likes Bill Cosby right now.
You got the world is, this world, we're living in a simulation. You know,
I don't know, Bill Cosby.
What?
You think he's selling out?
Absolutely.
What size venues do you think Bill Cosby's on?
I think he could do the theater at Madison Square Garden.
Hulu?
Yeah.
He could do the Hulu theater.
This is Bill Cosby,
I'm
dog.
I'm not saying no.
I know he's a legend. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
All right. Well, no, I'm saying is I don't know if those size venues are even going to take the Cosby gig.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, that's where I don't know. Yeah, I think Hannibal would do more seats just off sheer logistics of the theaters that Cosby will be able to do. I think comedy clubs will take Cosby all fucking day.
Comedy clubs took Louis in the middle of his
drastically
thing.
Different
he was
situations.
Smoking those sets.
I mean, what, one went to court and one didn't?
No, just no. I mean, completely different allegations.
Louis didn't rape anyone.
Yeah, one shoplifted a piece of gum. One murdered somebody. If you were to compare their crimes,
it's a crazy comparison. That's not how you compare.
But even look at, you know what. That was a weird, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a sick comparison. Why is that a sick comparison?
Stealing a
well, we could also just
murder?
Say what they
okay,
did.
Okay, because all right, a lot of...
I was about to say, we could just say what they did. Like,
well, no, there's a lot in
one's
that.
One's a
like,
rapist and drug people.
And yeah, one was gum. Having nasty phone sex unconsensually.
And took accused, his meat out.
An accused rapist. Can't do
an
that.
Accused an accused rapist. Rapist. Allegedly.
Accused rapist.
Man, Cosby definitely raped a woman.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
Allegedly. See, that's fucked up. You can't say that.
Because Louis C.K. allegedly whipped his dick out.
No, he did whip his dick out.
You
he
saw?
Openly
you
talked
can't
about
say
it.
That.
Wait, hold
oh,
on.
Okay, well, this well, is what I would have to see.
No, wait, hold on.
That's what we have to Louis
been,
also
been,
never denied
it's been
12
hours since I last saw you guys, right?
Yeah.
He was sitting right on this couch saying, if a black woman says she is assaulted, we believe her immediately.
Yeah, but
that's
this,
true.
This
okay.
case was just
it's over- not all white bitches.
This case was just overturned in the state Supreme Court, bro. What are you talking about?
But he's not wrong. I get what you mean.
I'm
you
saying
can't just say-
I'm saying Cosby is a rapist.
I'm talking to Maul.
Oh,
okay. Cool.
The case was overturned. If he was a rapist, he would still be in prison.
Whoa. First of all, only I want to say one out of the thousand shits he's accused of, only one went to court. It was one count.
Yeah.
See, you know what? That's definitely saying, bleeped see? Out. That's
it's
definitely
fucked it's
bleeped
fucked up.
Out.
That's fucked up. The state Supreme Court overturned
wow.
his case.
You know he still could go to court for like the other thousand that he's accused of, right? Like he's not scot free.
I mean, I don't know what the standing of any of this is. Mm. I just know that he was found guilty on some charges, obviously, because he did jail time. He was locked up for 3 years. The state Supreme Court. Mm. Looked into the case and overturned it, and now he's free.
Yeah, no, the courts always get it right.
So I'm just saying, I'm just saying, bro. We have to go by. I don't know the evidence that came out.
Squeezing in a tour in between this is sick, though.
Yeah,
I mean, I do get it though. You're gonna need some money for what's to come. Because
okay,
he's not done going to
earlier
court.
This month, five women filed a new sexual assault lawsuit against NBC and Bill Cosby under a New York state law that temporarily suspends the statute of limitations for older sexual assault claims. The women alleged that Cosby either raped them or forced them into sexual acts. Four of the allegations date from the late 80s or 90s when the actor was at the height of his fame as the star of the Cosby Show. The fifth allegation involves Sandra Ladd, a former Hollywood executive who has accused Cosby of raping her in 1969. Wyatt called the lawsuit frivolous. I'm guessing this is his Bill Cosby's lawyer. Wyatt called the lawsuit frivolous and said the five women were part of a parade of accusers who had come forward between 2014 and 2016. So, yes, if women are saying that they were raped, I'm on the side of believing that women were raped.
Right.
But if a state Supreme Court overturns these you know, claims
accusers.
And things like that, that means they have information and evidence that we don't have. And they looked into things that felt like there wasn't enough or anything there to keep this man in prison over these crimes.
Let's say if Tory...
I believe it was overturned on a technicality, not the evidence.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just saying. If the state Supreme Court overturns something, they have
information. I want you to stop yourself just in case someone like hits the comments with the actual facts. I do believe he got out on a technicality with paperwork, not anything to do with the evidence that he did not sexually assault someone.
I don't know. I'm just saying that the state Supreme Court, the man is free. He's not in prison. He served 3 years of what was he sentenced to?
Something under sexual assault. I'm not sure.
More than 3 years. Rape he was definitely exact. He was definitely sentenced to more than 3 years. And he's out in three. The state Supreme Court overturned something. I mean, listen.
What type of crowd do you think will be at the show with you? Like, who do you think will be sitting to the left and right of you?
He was sentenced to 10 years.
He was sentenced to 10 years. He served three.
After convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting.
Yeah.
In 2004.
And that's only that specifically for only one woman. That sentence that's was what only I'm saying. For was, one case.
And again, I'm like 90% sure it wasn't because evidence is why he got out. I think it was a technicality. Something, they did something wrong and he got free.
Yeah, that's even just in the mild, like kind of skimming I'm doing, that seems like what was the case.
Well, if he is guilty of this, he's a nasty fuck and he should die in jail.
A nasty fuck. He's a nasty fuck.
But right now, he's on tour 2023.
Which is insane.
Which is wow.
And but listen, he's not the first nasty fuck to go on tour.
Oh, so, right. Yeah. We know not. That we know. We watched R. Kelly parade around for years after the sex tape came out.
The Boy Scouts still exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does the church.
Hey.
Wow.
Don't
now
do
you're
that.
Saying something.
Don't come for the now Father, you're saying Son, something. And Holy
the Lord.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Gosh. Are you getting front row tickets?
And church does go on tour too.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
It's called, talk about Utah.
They might be the biggest tour.
It's called Lent.
Absolutely. Utah.
It's called Lent.
40 days and 40 nights. That's it. Fucking crazy.
Selling out.
They go crazy.
It's a beer tour.
Selling out masses everywhere.
Lit masses. There you fucking go. I love it.
Church tours like Tech Nine.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Church right. merch.
Sells merch like that too. Yeah. Those robes go off the racks.
And off of your shoulders.
You know how many candles they burn?
So many rosaries to hold.
Hi. All right, well, I will be, I guess, one of the only ones that go see Bill Cosby.
I mean, if you give me a ticket, my girl.
Yeah, we can go together and just laugh. And
again, I think it'll just.
I need to go look Bill in his eyes.
That'll tell you?
I'll know. Like, you did it. You nasty old man. You nasty fuck. Boo. I'll boo Bill Cosby if I look at him and feel like he really did that shit.
Yeah. Cosby is so committed to comedy, and I think he knows that he is probably going to go back to jail. He might take this tour to say some of the wildest shit we've ever heard in our lives. He might cop to all this for the sake of comedy.
This is what I'm saying. I want to be in the building. I want to be able to say, yo, I was there. Like, the internet, y'all just got clips of this shit. Like,
when Bill revealed it all?
He said way crazier shit than that. Like, I want to be there because I have a feeling it's going to be one show, grand opening, grand closing.
Oh, yeah.
I got a feeling it's going to be in New York City.
No, he's
got
to work this material.
No, I got a feeling this is going to be one show in New York City. And
he's been working that shit in prison.
It's going
in the
to
day
be
room.
Yeah,
what for like 3 years?
He has so much material. I don't know how y'all don't want to see this shit.
He's ready for the special.
I have to see this because let's say
they'll probably do the phone thing though.
Let's say that he is guilty of this, and like right after this, they like put him back in prison. And then like you know he's 85, 86. Like we don't have 85. Much longer with Bill.
Yeah. When he got convicted, away, I thought he was going to die in jail.
It's going to be like, yo, listen. At least I was there that night where they let this accused rapist out. He sold out in New York City. I was there. He did the craziest set. Whatever he says, he said this. It was crazy. The internet was going crazy about it. And then a month later, they threw him back in prison. And then he died years later. I want to be able to say I was there that night. Like, this sounds like history.
One night only with Bill?
One night only.
Oh, my God. Fuck you, Julian.
One night only with Bill.
And, you know, and Maul's
at Bill Cosby.
Maul's going to give, like, the Jerry Jones excuse. Like, I was just there to see what was going on.
100%.
No, you was there to support.
Jerry got it off, right? The Cowboys are still selling out
Jerry's
every,
like, you know,
every
I'm
weekend.
Just...
I'm going to get mine off. I just wanted to see what it was all about. I wanted to see what the commotion was about.
The commotion?
I was just a sucker for social justice.
Yeah, that's it. And the merch. What... You know the merch going to go. Pill Cosby merch?
Oh, no, no,
oh, man.
No,
he got to do the
no,
Pill Cosby hoodies.
No,
mm.
no.
The Pill
or,
Cosby
you know,
hoodies?
You know, like, the weekly pill things that you can...
Come on, man.
No.
And just spill it out.
See, you're bringing me into it.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Everything is content. Yeah. Told we spoke about
fuck
this weeks
Bill
ago.
Cosby.
It is true. Everything is content.
Everything is content. This is content.
This is
I just
want
to be there because I know they're going to shut this shit down. It's going to be one night only. I want to be able to say I was in the building and I saw Bill Cosby live.
He's going to do that shit in Philly.
Would the show even get through or how many hecklers would fuck that show up?
Nah, it goes through. 100%. Security would be tight.
Yeah,
bro,
I feel like they would
bro,
have to
this
vet.
Is a simulate.
Even
this world
the-
is sick, bro.
You don't think people would just, like the way people are going into museums and just like super gluing their hands
put
on
oatmeal
stuff
on Bill Cosby?
And like throwing paint on these paintings?
Bro.
for climate change? You don't think they're gonna interrupt a rapist?
Bro, listen to what I'm telling you. This world is crazy.
OD.
People are gonna go there. Not only are they gonna enjoy it.
Well, they'll support
they're gonna take pictures with him, they're gonna kiss him.
Me and Green's gonna love him.
They're gonna cry and say, I love you.
It's back to the team thing. Because when you get someone like Moss like this.
You don't want to be there to see this crazy shit happen. I need to be in the building. Because I want to be like, look at how crazy this world is. This man is an accused rapist who was convicted and sentenced to 10 years, served 3, let out, and now has a fucking sold out show in New York City.
If Bill Cosby offers you a drink, you taking it?
I don't drink.
Oh, there you go. Smart man.
Rory.
No.
Question.
I'm not going to be drinking with Bill Cosby. Period.
No, like in the green room, like after he.
If I buy a meet and greet ticket,
Bill, I saw Rory at Bill Cosby's green room. We have other questions.
Rory would Rory would tell me he's not going into the show, and then like I know somebody that's working the show, and I end up going back there to use the bathroom, and the door opened, and I see Rory cracking jokes. And another thing, Bill, wait, you said you were
I'm punching up some of his jokes. Yeah. Yo, use this tag, Bill.
Like, yo, Rory, you said you weren't coming. Now you in the fucking green room going ham. Working on your material. Like,
fuck you, funny to me.
Yeah, fuck you. Like the door opens, I see Rory. Fuck you, funny to me. Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Oh, hey, Maul.
Like, what the fuck is happening? He said he wasn't coming. I gotta go see Bill Cosby. I'm sorry.
What major streaming service is buying this special?
Which one isn't?
No shit. Amazon's pushing fucking anti-Semitic films.
Oh, that's true.
No, Kyrie is.
Oh, my bad.
Kyrie filmed and directed that entire thing.
You should take the ball out of his hand.
Yeah, like, are you kidding me? Hebrews to Jews? What is it? Hebrews to Negroes?
Yeah, Hebrews to Negroes.
It's still on fucking Amazon. You can watch it right now. I don't know if y'all know that. It's still there.
I think it's like free page. With your Prime.
Yeah,
you don't even have to pay for it.
Oh, they tripled the price.
Damn. They're fucking selling
$10.99.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Amazon would take it. Netflix is, I don't think they would do it.
Man,
I don't know. They'd
Amazon is Amazon can't wait to take this and have Kyrie repost it. Are you kidding me?
What about Peacock?
I mean,
maybe Peacock is too close to NBC and they got beef.
No, maybe Bill buys it while he's out and he puts it on his own platform, which is Peacock.
Yeah.
And then go back to jail?
Yeah.
He's already a legend, but that's fucking to come out, get out of jail.
Who started that Bill Cosby's trying to buy NBC?
That was like that was the worst.
Jay-Z did.
Because Jay was trying to buy it.
Yeah,
so he had
trying to buy it. He got their bills already in the meeting. What are you talking about? Of course Jay-Z started
that. He outbid him and he was
Bill Cosby could not afford. I don't think
NBC
has a price. Like, I don't think anyone can afford it.
And you can't spell you can't spell Bill Cosby without
NBC,
DC, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, shit.
What's the N for?
I didn't even do the science.
Never mind.
Aha. I almost fired you. Look at you.
See, I thought about it. Notorious. See? There you go.
Notorious Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So it was Lorne Michaels this whole time was behind this.
Man, this is just more proof that
does he host SNL?
They let him host?
Yo, imagine.
They let Bill host?
SNL?
Dog. Y'all joking, but I could see it happening. Like
the skits they could do. Oh my god! Just imagine.
Come on.
It's a happy hour.
You know how fucking fake liberal SNL likes to be. They would be outraged if Bill was on the scene.
Bro, I'm telling you,
they couldn't handle Kanye's red hat.
Y'all, they only ride for Chappelle because he's pure comedy.
Listen, y'all don't understand. We are living in a conspiracy. I mean, a simulation.
Conspiracy simulation.
Conspiracies are content. They love it. They're gonna eat it up.
You know what? If Elon didn't get fired from his own company, I would say Twitter does it and puts it on their little media feed.
That'd be sick.
I could definitely see Elon being like, yeah, no, let everything go except for jokes about me.
Freedom ring.
Except jokes about me.
Yeah.
Anybody that talks about me, you will be muted and blocked for eternity.
Yeah, it's weird. There was another leader that was just like that.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. What ends with Philly, starts with Philly. What do we think?
Look at the jokes that I start. You saw the clip for that? Said Bill Cosby to tour in 2023. Ladies, there will be a 2-drink minimum.
Oh my.
Like what if Bill comes
that's standard at the comedy club.
What if Bill comes out and says, listen, it's a 2-drink minimum, crowd goes crazy. I can hear the whole room going crazy.
The room is shaking.
Because of the pills.
Immediately.
Because they're all falling out of their chairs.
Yeah. They're all drugged already.
That one's crazy. Yeah.
It's like the David Blaine joke. Like, yo, look at your mouth. Look again. Open your mouth. Open it. A woman opens her mouth. She has a pill in it. Like, how? How, Bill? How are you doing this?
Eh? Pussy Patrol.
It ends up being a magic show.
Yeah. It's a magic show. Everybody has a pill in their mouth and they don't even know how it got there.
Look under your chair.
Yeah, look under your chair.
Look back at me.
stand up, sit down. Now stand up again. Yo. Now sit down. Now get up. And everybody just can't move.
Yeah. Poor Bill.
It was the 70s.
It was a great time.
Everyone was doing it.
Oh, man, it was a great time. It was a great time to be alive in the 70s. Man. I wasn't there. I'm just fucking
I mean, you were there.
All right. I mean, keep that all. I'm sorry if it was bad.
I'm not. What the fuck am I sorry for? I'm just saying I'm going to see it. Like Bill Cosby announced a tour. I'm going to buy a ticket. Like, the fuck am I sorry about?
Campaigning for this.
Yeah, like, that's like saying I'm sorry for watching a documentary. Like, the fuck? Well, I mean, just watched a documentary.
Yeah, Kyrie had to. Yeah.
Kyrie had to. Yo, we don't talk. Y'all, listen. You see how
Let
fast we forgot about
Let it go.
No, but seriously.
We did forget about
it. Yo, listen to what I'm telling y'all. Kyrie reposted a documentary.
Spewing, he was pushing hateful agendas.
Yo, this world is fucking insane.
You guys see
man.
What he did about last week? He donated $22,000 to a Howard University student just quietly on the low, and people saw his name under the donation, and that's how it got discovered.
Was that low though? Because you could optionally put your
name. Yeah, you can't put anonymous. Look at him. He was doing. He's doing it for clout.
But the thing is, people don't look at the donations like that.
That's not true. I definitely.
A young girl at my alma mater, Howard University, needed $6,000 to remain in school. So she started a GoFundMe to raise the money. Kyrie Irving donated $22,000 so she could continue her education.
That's lit.
We forgot about a lot of stuff.
And gave her some homework, which included watching films.
Shout out to Kyrie Irving, man. But we always, even when Kyrie was going through that whole thing, we all knew that Kyrie wasn't a bad person.
I mean, he's playing right now.
He wasn't a guy that...
He could be. We don't know.
Yeah.
Balling. Kyrie's not a bad person. Kyrie's always been a humble dude, great guy, great player, and he just...
All right, we forgot about Kyrie, but we also forgot that Life Jennings sung Pretty Brown Eyes to Jeffrey Dahmer in prison. Let that go.
One of the crazier pieces of information that we received in 2022.
I've lost sleep over that.
Yeah.
Really?
Why did we just let that go for one day?
I mean...
Because nobody cares. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Rory.
The internet is
the craziest of things that we are going to hear. People do not give a fuck. People are going to be outraged for 22 hours.
Yeah, on a 5-game streak.
And then it's going to be business as usual. Yeah, the Nets are balling right now. Shout out to Kyrie and Katie.
The Nets are crazy.
They seem to be finally have found figured it out.
They're watching film.
I think last night was 10 straight.
Yeah.
Damn.
And not only that too, they're getting healthy. They got a lot of their players back. So, you know, that has something to do with it, too. So, shout out to the Nets, man. Either way, even if they win the championship, it won't matter.
Why?
Because it's the Brooklyn Nets.
That would be the first one, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of like...
It's like the Mets winning one?
It's like... It's, I think if the Mets win, it would be bigger than if the Nets win.
Much bigger.
Yeah, like the Brooklyn Nets winning a championship is like... It's kind of like your lesbian aunt, like, growing hair.
Keep going.
It's like, oh, I didn't know you could wear anything other than a fade. Like,
that's
was that worse?
Was that worse than my bubblegum to murder comparison?
Yes.
No, because you know your lesbian aunt all your life. You knew she was
just like the Brooklyn Nets.
I can't say
no.
You can't say
no.
No.
Demarski is okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So as it's okay.
You're not a
no. Demarski. She just said it's okay.
Oh, all right.
We also had the show that loved being referred to as
who?
She likes referring Taylor. Herself that.
Who's Taylor?
From New York.
You know.
The one that with the dildo.
The stud muffin.
The boiler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Taylor. That's our peoples.
Can you not say stud muffin?
No, stud muffin.
Stud muffin.
That was Damaris' stud muffin.
Do you think that Taylor currently has dildos in the pot in her kitchen right now?
She's got to be prepping for New Year's Eve.
Gotta be. She gotta get the different
slow cook.
Ready.
Gotta go crazy.
She's gonna dyke out.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, now you're comfortable. Say it with your chest, Eden.
I'm a pioneer. See, Rory? I ran through the wall, brought everybody with me.
Exactly. This is the problem with Kyrie sharing that stuff. Let me influence you.
Speaking of things that we found out in 2022 that were crazy that we just forgot about, TJ Holmes got caught cheating and he is now filing for divorce.
Who is TJ? TJ Holmes is the
Good Morning America.
From the Good Morning America show. You know him and his
co-worker. Oh, the man just trying to be happy?
That's all. Just a man searching for happiness.
Yeah.
King.
He is now filed for divorce. Good for him.
Why is it like...
Let love win.
That's what I don't understand. When it comes to men, we can't love ourselves. We can't choose us.
We can't be happy. We can't do anything. Men can only.
He finally chose him.
Pay bills.
Right.
And get it up when she wants it to get up.
What?
Wait, what is this wildest, go back to that? Wildest things about the CJ Holmes story.
Finding out his real first name.
We missed that part.
Finding out he couldn't say the N-word on his own house. That's sick.
He's like Sean King.
The way TJ Holmes is a black man.
Did you just say like Sean King?
The way they are still opening
in his house,
100%.
The way they are still opening out and about during this period
because they're dating.
Yeah, the other women he messed with at work
because they're in love.
That Lutelius name is wild, but it's not. It's not as wild as Nevadius.
Yeah,
Future's name is Nevadius.
Yeah,
I feel like Lutelius should be followed by like first down, not Good Morning America.
Good morning. Like, Lutelius shouldn't be telling me good morning.
Like, well, what if they hired Quavius? Him, Future, and Quavo. Giving us the news in the morning with their real names?
Mama.
I can't. What's wrong with that?
I can't.
What? I can't put an ad lib in there in the Good Morning News?
Wait, so.
Lutelius, Quavius, and Nevadius.
Son.
That sounds like the Ninja Turtles. That sounds like the Ninja Turtles.
It's like Harry Potter great spinoffs.
Yeah, that's the new Ninja Turtles right there. Lutelius.
Yeah.
Nevadius.
And all of them left women that were making them miserable.
Oh, my God.
Standing up for men everywhere.
I don't think Future left women that made him miserable. I think
every woman makes him miserable.
I think Future just leaves women. Like, yes, move for me.
Matter of fact, when he gets happy, he's like,
I am done with you.
He's going into album mode.
Yeah.
For sure.
He treats women like track lists. Next.
What's the next one?
Next.
He's in a 5-album deal.
Definitely in a 5-album deal.
Well, good for them. I guess. Why is this back? Oh, because he's filing for divorce. That's a new news.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah.
But like, why is the heat on him? Why isn't she getting any?
Because he's a black man.
I don't want to say it. I wanted you guys to say it.
Oh.
Oh, and his ex wife is a white woman.
Yeah. I don't know what his.
Oh, actually, can you find that out?
I don't know, but his next wife is a white woman. He seems to be happy.
Oh yeah, that's why Julian likes this guy.
Yeah.
Same taste.
I see myself.
Oh wait,
in him.
Look.
I see myself in him.
Oh shit. He left her. For a white woman.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to go over well.
Oh, his wife, she wasn't white. She looks like she may be Indian, maybe?
She looks, yeah.
I'm not going to guess.
Well, okay, you can.
Let Julian guess. Hey, Julian, go to the screen and put
you don't like them, but
put the brown paper bag next to the screen right there. Oh, my God. Let's see. Oh, she's an attorney? Yeah, she's a pretty woman.
Oh, she's going to sue the fuck out of him.
Oh, he's going to have a tough time in court with this one.
Yeah.
Mary Lee Fibig?
Oh, she's pretty as fuck.
She looks smart.
She's beautiful.
Merrily.
They tied the knot.
She looked like she might just be a black woman. She looked like she could have some Indian descent, though.
Wait, go back to that picture. She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
single now.
Yeah. Sure. They're a good-looking couple, though.
Yeah. He didn't want
Lutelius
that,
though. He's a handsome man.
He wanted the partner right next to him.
Yeah. There's a good settlement. Maul, she's single now.
Yeah, there you
get
go.
Get in there.
Hey, Mary Lee, listen, man.
Get some of that NBC money.
Listen, man.
Buy your Cosby tickets with.
If you want to really, hit Lutelius where it hurts, meet me uptown on Dykeman. Lutelius. Meet me uptown on Dykeman.
Did you get a Dykeman?
Yeah, come on. Mary Lee got to come uptown.
Look how happy they are.
Smoke some of that good sour. Amy Robach.
That's crazy.
But look how hard he's smiling.
Yeah, he looked mad happy.
Listen, you got to let love win, Rory.
That is true.
Let love win.
I mean, TJ had the Riz. What'd you think?
What is Riz?
He was Rizzed up.
Mm. You don't know what Riz is?
Good
what
morning, Riz. Is?
According to TikTok, Riz is just going like this.
Yo, we showed him one video. He will not let go.
They told me what Riz was yesterday for the first time.
Show us one more time. How do you? Oh, he's fucking
That's
Riz.
Your Riz?
That's the only TikTok videos you guys showed me to explain Riz.
That's Riz
was a bunch
real,
of children man. Doing this. And for those listening with audio, I'm just taking my hand and saying, hey, come here.
Oof.
And I said, all right, so it's just telling someone to come here? And they're like, no, it's like swag. It's like having game.
It is like swag.
I mean, wait, this women respond to this today?
Hell yeah.
It's called unspoken Riz.
If that's the case, then Cosby had Riz.
Well.
Yeah, but they had no choice but to go with it.
I gotta go.
This is why I have to go to the show. Y'all not understanding what I'm saying. But the longer we sit here and talk, it's going to all make sense. I have to go see this.
All right, so the Riz.
Yeah. That's the Riz right there.
One would say your money back.
See that? Look, see these unseasoned white women waving you over?
Stop. You would be crawling.
Well, you would season the shit out of them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, with my Riz.
You would spray your Riz all over them.
So Riz is just...
What's the definition of Riz, Julian?
Calling somebody over, flirting.
It's having game, I guess.
Having game is called. So this is what Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary, Riz, another word for spitting game, how good you are with pulling and sustaining bitches.
Wait. We did not touch this. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Right. We didn't
read
these.
I didn't even know what I was reading just now. Like, I just saw the next word. It was like sustaining bitches. I have never heard of sustaining bitches a day in my life.
Okay. After this, I'll be person one and then you be the person under.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Damn, that nigga has no Riz. This is crazy. This is why all the kids are fucking stupid. Yeah,
what you mean? Y'all had swag back then.
Yeah, but swag wasn't... This is not swag.
Well, what was
but
Riz?
Swag got killed too. So
right. Yeah. This is Riz.
So, you guys couldn't get me to say Cap seriously, so you're not going to get me to say Riz seriously. Riz? I will mock it, though.
Cap Riz, is not...
Riz sounds like
I don't say Cap seriously.
Riz sounds like the prototypical name for like the bully in like one of those corny Disney movies. Yeah. Oh, God, Riz is in the hallway.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Riz is just insecure and wants friends.
Yeah. Like, Riz? They could have came up with a better name for Riz.
What's the meaning? Cap, I understand because it has a definition. Cap, yeah. Cap gun, fake. I get all that. What does Riz mean?
Like swag.
Well,
like
swag means swagger, so I get it. What does Riz mean?
If you can sustain bitches.
What does it come from?
Where's
it
Mundo?
Who?
It comes from a YouTuber, a streamer.
All right, that's where you lost me already. Don't tell me anything came from a YouTuber or a streamer.
Why?
The whole world comes from it.
That's the culture.
I know. I just found out that Jesus is a Pisces. I had no idea.
You couldn't tell?
No. Never met the guy.
Hi, Sinet. Is the creator of Riz.
Cool. All right. So why? Like what made him say Riz means this?
Just streaming. Stream your whole life, probably just come up with some creative shit.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Fleek was never explained to me and that made it all the way to Ellen.
On Fleek?
All right. So does this get ruined when Ellen says it?
Ellen's
not even on anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. When Jimmy Fallon says it?
Oh, God, yeah. How 100%.
Jimmy got no Riz.
If Jimmy says Riz...
Jimmy probably has Riz.
Jimmy has no Riz.
You don't know what Jimmy does.
Jimmy Fallon
after
has
late
no Riz. I'm trying to understand this, but I guess this is just out of my... I'm officially too old, I guess.
It's like when you got it, but wait, you don't got to say it.
Look at this video. You guys don't want to do a Riz off?
Well, finally, I can do a TikTok dance. It's just...
Look at it.
Does RZA get any rights to this?
I would hope RZA. So.
That sounds crazy. Look how crazy RZA... Sounds like, you heard how he said RZA? RZA. He laughed at the RZA.
Come on, Martin Luther.
He laughs at Bobby Digital, who was streaming before all your fucking friends.
Before Kai Sinat.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? What the Riz?
RZA.
We call you Riz Khalifa.
There you go.
Don't ever call me Riz Khalifa.
Riz Clay.
No.
Phil Risotto.
No.
That's good. Stop. That's really
good. That's not good.
That's good.
The kids don't know who Phil Risotto is.
At all. Like, just stop. That's just a terrible fucking name.
Adolf Rizzler.
See,
that
look,
doesn't even make
that right. doesn't even
that's a reach because that doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean?
Because you're reaching.
What Riz you Khalifa makes sense because Riz.
He says, what do you
Hitler
mean?
And like, Riz does
you
know, not.
But he don't understand how you don't see what he's saying.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When you put it like that.
What do you mean? What do I mean? It doesn't fucking rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look at some of these nicknames.
Martin Luther Riz.
That's hard.
No, that's
no,
not.
No, it doesn't even.
Rizzy Hendrix.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Ooh.
That's not bad.
Riz off the Riz nose. Wolveriz.
Frank hey, D.
I can't lie. I can't lie. RZA Parks is pretty funny.
RZA Walt Risney. What if Kanye goes on his next rant and says Walt Risney?
Walt Risney is funny. Walt Risney is funny.
Queen Elizabeth. That just sounds racist.
Dirk Nowitzki.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Riz and Morty.
Okay, I got it now. I get
some
it.
Of these are,
I see
yeah.
what the kids are doing.
Riz Kelly.
Riz Kelly.
All right. It probably
the Grand Rizzard.
The Grand Rizzard.
Let's see. What
the
else?
Riz Carlton.
There you go.
That's like Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. It's like Utah. See, stay at the Ritz-Carlton. That's where I live at. So, okay. So, yeah. I get it. When a girl asks me, hey, where do you live? At the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just go like this.
You Jack the Rizzer.
Yeah.
Jack the Rizzer.
I'm not Jack.
Dwayne the Riz Johnson.
Hey, Sir Rizzalot.
There you go.
I wish we would have known this 3 weeks ago.
Osama Rizladen? That's hard.
That's not hard, Julian.
It's hard.
Julian,
it's
what's wrong with you?
Hard.
Come on, bro.
Forrest Gump is hilarious.
Forrest Gump is great.
Forrest Gump is funny.
Hell yeah.
Damien Rizzard?
Pretty funny. I like that one, yeah.
I'm mad at that. Okay, so I see what you you kids are doing, man. I get it. This is just another way for you kids to... I don't know, just not kill yourselves for another day. I get it.
Jesus.
I mean, but I guess this happens with every generation, because I know my parents looked at us nuts when we said, and I had swag or whatever. Because if I hear like a girl, a high schooler, be like, he has like no Riz, I'm just going to bust out laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I get it. Like now it's like, ah.
Yo, the boy who cried Riz is hilarious.
Doesn't even make sense. Rizzly Bear is funny though.
What was before swag? Maul, you would know, you're ancient.
Yeah. Before swag?
Yeah.
P never caught, did it?
I don't think so.
For prison.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
What was before swag?
And plea deal.
There you go.
Different kind of P.
Push and plea.
Love it.
Swag? I don't know. What
Charming. So, he had spunk.
I'm not that old. Charming.
He had gusto.
He's a good one.
He's a good one.
I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know what was before swag. What was even after swag? Because I know it's not Riz.
Machismo.
That's not
machismo.
That's just sure.
What did they call the drug dealers when you were growing up?
Apparently machismo.
What did they call the drug dealers?
The swag bag. Maul definitely had the swag bag.
Gangsters.
Okay. There you go.
Gangbangers.
Gangster. I guess that's a good one, right?
Gangster was. That was an era.
Yeah.
It wasn't swag, though.
I think it was the same time, though.
Mm.
Maul definitely has a swag
bag. I mean, I guess it was probably just
cool.
Fresh. Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh. Fly. Yeah, there you go. Fresh.
Yeah. That was around.
Oh, he's fly.
Oh.
He's fresh.
This is the photo they
chose? I still get a fresh off every now and then.
Juice was juice from the movie Juice. That was a word at one point.
Oh, you got the juice. Yeah.
Definitely too young for that.
And juice the squeeze.
The word.
And the
I
squeeze.
I was drinking juice then. All right. Drinking
juice then. I get it. I was kind of hating on the Riz thing for a second, but now that we've gone through the list of names and how you use it, and you showed me some videos and clips, it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Moneybag is your Riz.
That is your Riz.
That's not.
Like, most people do the wave over.
Okay. You don't have to say shit. You just drop mad emojis.
Yeah.
That's Riz.
Okay, in the context of what Riz is, I guess that's considered Riz. I don't use it as Riz, but I guess it can be.
No, it's your Riz. See, you're doing that thing.
It What's is your thing?
Riz. It's too cool. I'm not doing it intentionally. That's your move.
I don't know why people think that I'm doing that, like trying to get a reaction out of somebody.
So yesterday when we had the phone call.
No, that's, but see.
That's Riz.
Come on, Julian.
No. But
he was Rizzed up that whole call.
Riz.
Which Wait, on the call, or what was I trying to... because you know what
you
I was trying to do.
You planted the Riz seeds
but that's not
with
fair.
The money bags,
that's
and then you got on the call, seeds, and, you,
that's not
and the Riz
because,
plants grew.
But that's not fair, because we knew... We went into that tree. Knowing that that's what we were doing. Because we thought that Julian had never FaceTimed this girl.
Yeah.
We thought she was catfish.
If you want to find out more, go to...
And then she had a friend, and you went fucking Rizzaroli on her.
Saw the blue bikini.
Not
saw her Riz.
Oh, nah. I'm talking about your friend. At first, we were trying to just crack to see if she was fake or not.
Patreon. Yeah, but we're off that. We're talking about the Riz that you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. It wasn't
he was going
Riz.
Fucking Chef Boyard Riz on her.
Mm. I would, oh, my, link in bio. Patreon.com/.
Yo.
Yo, I hate all of y'all. That I'm really. I cannot wait to not see your
Try
faces.
To convert her to we the love nation of Rizlam.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was good. Come on. Yeah.
The nation of Rizlam.
I think this is a good time to.
Yo, I swear to God, man. I cannot wait to not see y'all. We didn't talk about Aaron Judge signing.
Oh, yeah.
With the Yankees.
Okay. I mean, that's Riz right there.
Yeah, he has a lot of Riz.
He had a Riz year.
His account is ringing off with a lot of Riz.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any Riz.
Yeah, no, at all. Shout out to the Yankees for getting it done and keeping Aaron Judge. What was his contract? I know they gave him an extra $40 million just because he said, yes, he wanted to be a Yankee.
He can literally swipe his card for the rest of his life.
$360 million.
9 years.
For how many years?
Nine years.
9 years, 360. So that's $40 million a year.
Light work.
Good money.
And they said that in the meeting, they were asking him if he wanted to be a Yankee. He responded with yes, and they added an additional $40 million just because he said yes.
Responded with yes.
Seriously, he just said, yeah, I want to be a Yankee.
Third largest deal in MLB history.
That's deserved.
Well deserved. Shout out to Aaron Judge. He gambled. He bet on himself in his contract year. Didn't sign the extension.
Crazy.
And had one of the greatest
spazzed
single season of any baseball player ever. So shout out to Aaron Judge on just winning that gamble and bet on himself.
$360 million. What rapper is going to spin that bar about a 360?
360 like Judge.
I mean, Fab probably already has.
Yeah, Fab. I'm pretty sure Fab got wind of the deal before it even happened and was in the booth.
He lent him the pen.
Shout out to Aaron Judge. I'm just happy that the Yankees did not let this guy walk and did not let him leave the Bronx because that would have been an absolute tragedy. And yeah, man. So shout out to Aaron Judge. A lot of fucking dough. A lot of risk.
Do you think, what angle do you think Fab will take? I think he'll actually, because he's older, will take like a deeper meaning. Be like, now you have to do the 360 and you're looking at the judge. Like, I think he'll go that route with all like the RICO trials going
you
on.
Got the nine.
I don't think it'll be the money way the younger Fab would do. I think this be like the elder statement.
Oh, I think
telling the kids like the RICO trial, you could do the 360 and you're just staring at the judge.
Yeah.
I could see him doing it. You know, Fab flips a lot of girl lines and it's all year, 360 days, all you did was judge me. I could see him doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't jam, you hit
I see him going that route. Like, you know, 360 days, all you did was judge me. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Yeah,
Fab. If you don't spit that.
Don't do it.
If you do, just put me in the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like leave it in Pro Tools.
Yeah. Like, don't let it out. Leave it on the hard drive. Don't let it out. Yeah, don't use that.
No bounce.
Just lock in with one producer.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all seen Avatar 2 yet?
No. That shit looks crazy.
No, I get pussy.
I saw...
of course I haven't seen that. I fuck girls. Why would I go see that?
I'm sorry, Rory. That's what my life is these days, man. I'm just checking out movies. I saw somebody online. There's some group that was offended by white people with dreads, and somebody had to let them know that, sir, these people are blue. And it's just amazing.
And clearly not a Rage in the Machine fan.
It's just people are so outraged.
Rage in the Machine.
People are just so outraged. They're so quick to be outraged and upset by the weirdest things. People are mad that Avatar is depicting people from a certain ethnicity, but they're being played by white people with...
Let's be real.
Let's be real here.
They're not black.
These people. I mean, but these are alien blue people.
They did just make Black Panther Mexican Panther.
Well, they should have got real aliens to play them then.
You're right.
They weren't Mexican Panther. It was people that lived in the ocean. It was a whole different thing.
I mean, they were Mexican.
Were they?
Wait, what is Mexican
Panther? They were like native.
Black Panther 2 is just about Mexican.
You didn't see Wakanda Forever?
No.
Of course, Rory.
Well, they have a different species of people that they found that also... live off of vibranium and but they live under the water.
Gotcha. Okay.
They live in the sea.
Yeah.
And
it's like water world.
Yeah. And they they did fight.
Why that shit sound kind of racist?
The people of Wakanda. But then they decided to be allies.
Nice. Okay.
So the world could exist. But I got a feeling Black Panther 3 is going to have them.
They're going to revolt?
Oh my God. It's going to be war. It's gonna be a fucking war.
War throughout the streets.
It's gonna be a fucking war. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Do y'all think this is racist?
Avatar? No, I don't think this is racist.
It is kind of weird though. Why they all got dreads?
I mean, listen, bro. I get it. I understand how some, but it's just like this is a movie. Look right here. Do not watch Avatar. The Way of Water joined natives and other indigenous groups around the world in boycotting this horrible and racist film. Our cultures were appropriated in a harmful manner to satisfy some white man's savior complex. No more blueface. Lakota people are powerful.
Damn, they're trying to cancel blueface?
I don't.
Shut up. Shut up, Julian.
His girlfriend's been trying to cancel him for fucking 3 years.
Bro.
She's been trying to kill that nigga every day.
Yo.
We don't talk about that. Is one of the most toxic couples.
I just want, like, I don't care, but I do want to talk to Blueface and be like, do you think, like, maybe you're in a toxic relationship?
And he's going to be like, Blueface, baby.
I just want to ask Blueface, do you need and do you want help?
Blink twice.
Because I think he needs. Like, I get it. Again, everything is content, right? I get it. But at what expense? This is not healthy. That video was crazy. I remember
what
that.
The fuck?
Girl that slapped the girl's mother. They end up killing her.
What?
Yeah. See, she got shot 7 times by the dude's mom after that video.
Damn.
God damn.
One for each slap.
I just feel like Blueface needs to be like sitting at the bus alone and just like some old man sits down next to him.
Maul.
They're both staring straight. And the guy says, young man, are you happy?
Maul, you need to sit
next to Blueface. I think that'd be the only way to get
I would love to talk to Blueface. I think yeah. we need
to be his mentor.
He needs an elder.
I think
he needs a wake up call from a stranger.
I think Blueface just needs like, to sit down with some.
Are you happy?
Some cool, some real dudes, and just have a real conversation.
Like a white dude in a black.
You know, shit's crazy when he's the most sane person in the camp.
Because you know, I think Blueface, from what I see, I don't follow this enough, but from what I see of him, he does seem like he's somebody that just fell into this role and this character that he created.
Yeah.
But he wants out.
I agree.
It's like he's like, all right, bro, this is just like it's just too much shit going on.
I agree. He does not strike me as someone that's not smart. Like I think he's a smart guy. I agree. I think he fell in his character and
now he's caught up in something. He shot at somebody. I saw he was arrested in Vegas for shooting at somebody.
Yeah. I think they have it on camera.
Yeah.
Krishan's brother was just arrested for attempted murder.
This is Krishan's father. He ends up, I think in this clip, he ends up punching him in the face.
Yeah, like Jesus this
Christ.
Is just, I don't,
Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah. This is just, I don't know what this is. I don't know how this even got to this point. I don't follow the situation enough to know the details of
Same.
It. But it's like, they're obviously cameras, which means they're turning it into content. Somebody's monetizing off of this. But at what expense, though? Because now this dude is facing some real shit with, shooting at somebody. They got him on camera allegedly shooting at somebody. He was arrested in Vegas, I believe.
Yeah, it was Vegas.
For that. And I just don't, you know, I get it. We all sitting here watching it, laughing, retweeting, and posting emojis about it. But these are like real people in the situation dealing with this shit. So I just don't, I hate to wake up and get news that something happened to either Blueface or Krishan. And then now we're sitting here saying, oh, prayers and condolences. Like, it's just stupid. Like, this, somebody needs to step in and stop all of this shit. And right. If Krishan and Blueface really love each other, want to be together, you know, cool. But let them do it in a healthy way, in a healthy environment, in a healthy setting. Like, this is not healthy shit.
I think for as much as they love each other, they love the cameras more.
They're getting paid well, too. All these clips are from a show that they have together. And I know they're getting paid well. So all this chaos is what
it feels it.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe they have the healthiest relationship on earth. And we
look at this.
Know
this is what he did to her father.
And they're just fooling us.
This is her father.
That's crazy.
What the
His
fuck?
Clotheslines him in the back of the head.
Yeah, see, this is
it's crazy.
Well, yeah, we're
that almost
crazy.
Looks fake.
We're going crazy about
it. He looked
Avatar.
Like he was smirking right
now. No, that's real blood.
That's crazy. Well,
bro, and look at Krishan before this
look
relationship.
How she used to look. Jeez.
Attractive, oh, wow. In shape, healthy, athlete.
That's her?
Yeah. Yeah. She was on America Ninja Warrior or something like that. Gosh, she was really pretty.
No wonder she be throwing hands with everybody.
Oh, no, she got
the build.
She's an athlete. She's an athlete.
She was a soccer player.
Well, prayers to everyone involved. I'm sure Wack will figure it all out.
And hopefully a healthier 2023 for these people.
Yeah.
For fucking everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. For us, for everybody.
Cheer year.
It's our year, Rory. I think it's our year to do bigger things, try different things as we've been doing. Yeah. It's another year of just living in our greatness.
Until the simulation runs out.
Until the simulation runs out. Let's do this thing until the simulation is over. Till the
data is worn out.
Who's data?
Till we run out of Riz.
Yes.
Till there's no more Riz in the cup.
Mm. Yo.
Till the Riz runs dry.
See, look. See how it works?
That's
I love that Boyz II Men song.
I love it. Shout out to Sean, man. We got to sit down with Sean Stockman soon.
I would
man.
Love
That's
to.
That's my guy. He always hits us whenever we're in L.A. We missed him the last time we was there. He was out of town. Shout out to Sean Stockman, man. Really, really dope. Great, great person, man. Can't wait to sit down and really kick it with you. I have so many questions for Sean Stockman.
I do, too.
And that whole Boyz II Men just legacy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great episode.
Like, that's just like a conversation that I can't wait to have as a real fan. Like, I grew up singing, you know, Boyz II Men songs in school and plays and shit like that. Like, so I would love to sit down with Sean Stockman and just kick with him about that whole legacy of one of the greatest R&B groups that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Until next time, be safe. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy holiday. Be blessed. May your wrist cup be filled to the brim for the entire 2023. We'll talk to y'all soon. Be safe. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No.